Well, the Proteas aren't exactly covering themselves in glory at the Cricket World Cup, so perhaps we should rather be focusing our search for some sporting pride on Banyana Banyana. They will play their first game in the FIFA Women's World Cup on Saturday evening. But the tournament itself kicks off in France tomorrow, the opening game pitting the hosts against the Korean Republic at the Parc des Princes Stadium in Paris. Now, this is the 8th edition of the Women's World Cup, 24 qualifying teams participating in 9 different French host cities. And to chat to us about expectations for the tournament, delighted to welcome on the line Njabulo Ngidi, who is the sports editor of New Frame. They're a not-for-profit, independent social justice media publication. Njabulo, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Great to have you on the show.
Good afternoon, Pippa, and thanks for having me.
Now, this is a group format tournament, and I know, we are in Group B with Germany, Spain, and China. How do you rate our chances against those teams?
I think it's going to be a really tough ask for us to even get a point when you look at the teams that we grouped against. I mean, Germany, two-time world champions. China have won the Asian Cup 8 times. And we are making our debut. I think for us, it's more of a tournament to learn and gauge ourselves against the best in the in the world and see how far we've grown as a team, because the Olympics were the first glimpse into us playing in the international arena. And this is a bigger level. I mean, the World Cup is more prestigious. And I think the expectation shouldn't be that much, because it's more of a learning experience, and then we can take it further once we qualify for more than one.
Okay, so having said that, don't expect too much. Learn from this experience and see what we can build on from there. What is our team makeup? Is it a good mix of long-standing players and newcomers, or is it more weighed on the experience side?
I think there's a good balance between youth and experience, because, I mean, the team has 4 players who've got over 150 caps in Janine van Wyk, Vilagazi, and Noko Matlo, and then the vice-captain, Refilo Jane. So it shows how, in terms of off that, those are people who've been in the team for a long time. I mean, they know the ups and downs of this team. And then there are a number of young and exciting players. I mean, the likes of Linda Motlalo, who's based in China, along with Thembi Kgatlana, who's the reigning footballer of the year in the continent. And I think those are the likes of Linda and Thembi and even Karabo are the generation that's going to take us forward. So with the experience that we have and this basically exposing us to the international arena, it's a good learning curve for those players to ensure that they carry the team going forward.
Okay, now, so we know not to expect too much from Banyana Banyana, but of course the whole country, I hope, is going to be rooting for them to do as well as possible and to learn as much as possible from the tournament. Let's look at who we should expect or might expect to see in the final at Lyon on the Sunday, the 7th of July. The USA are the defending champions. How high are expectations of a repeat win from them?
I think they're very high. I mean, the US are the undisputed champions. I mean, the way that they've played, and even the way they won the championship in 2015, shows the strength and how good of a team they are as a unit. And I think they'll continue on that path. I think the final is likely to pit them and France, because they're the two of the best teams in the world at the moment. I mean, in France, in French football, Lyon has dominated everything in terms of club level. And there are a number of players who come from there who are going to be pushing the national team to win it in front of their home fans.
Final question, Jabula, is what kind of television coverage is going to be available here in South Africa? Will we be able to watch all of the games, or at least all of Banyana Banyana's games?
I doubt from the public broadcaster, because, I mean, even then, the 17 World Cup wasn't shown. I think at best, I think we could get some of Banyana home games, Banyana games. But what I've seen from SuperSport is that they're the ones who are going to be showing all of the games.
Njabulo Ngidi, thank you so much for that snapshot of the Women's World Cup, which kicks off in France tomorrow. Sports editor at New Frame, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. So the final is due to be played on Sunday, the 7th of July in Lyon. Kickoff at about 5 o'clock South African time, I understand. Will it be the USA versus France, as Njabulo predicts? Well, we'll have to wait until July to find out. But in the meantime, please keep your fingers crossed and everything else you do for good luck for Banyana Banyana as they take the field in their first game on Saturday evening.